Colorado Nonprofit Association has about 1,300 nonprofit members across the state. We provide training programs and other knowledge-based resources that help nonprofits succeed in their mission. And we also do a lot of advocacy work on behalf of all nonprofits at the state legislature and also with Congress on tax incentives for charitable giving and the regulation of nonprofits. And also we follow all the laws related to the workplace for a nonprofit organization.
Why is the subject of overtime pay so significant to Colorado nonprofits?
Overtime pay for the positions that would have been affected, which are exempt positions, they're important to any organization. So an exempt position, roughly, one can think of that as a manager, a professional, person whose job involves discretion and independent judgment. And so the purpose of the proposed rule was to help increase the pay for that category of employees. Many nonprofit organizations, their executive directors are working many hours, or they have other exempt positions that also work many hours, and those organizations would have been affected. In general, nonprofit work is hard. It takes a lot of creativity. It takes a lot of skill. And so from the nonprofit standpoint, having a higher level of pay is important because it helps individuals, particularly those with families, to stay in the nonprofit sector. On the other hand, higher payroll, of course, requires more money to be raised or earned by the organization.
Basically, the Obama administration wanted to double the salary cap for workers eligible for overtime pay. Anyone making $47,500 or less annually would have had to be paid time and a half for every hour exceeding 40 in a given week. Did Colorado Nonprofit Association have a position on this specific new rule in terms of your public policy work?
We did not take a position on the rule. Instead, we spent a lot of effort trying to educate nonprofits about how to apply the rule. And so throughout the course of the summer and fall, we held many training programs across the state. Raising the overall pay of the nonprofit workforce is a good thing. And we wanted nonprofits to be able to be prepared for how to do that with their workforce. At the same time, the association also advocates for more charitable giving in Colorado. And also we're active at the state and federal level to make sure that government contracts are adequately compensating nonprofits who do work on behalf of the government. So we're trying to work on the revenue side of what it costs to pay employees.
And so for now, employers are not required to make any changes. But as of January 1st, Colorado employers as a whole, you know, nonprofits and for-profits, will be required to pay $9.30 an hour to comply with the new minimum wage standards approved by voters. Can you talk about your organization's position on Amendment 70, which passed?
Colorado Nonprofit Association supported Amendment 70, and we did that for two reasons. One is many nonprofit organizations work with individuals and families that have just don't have sustainable incomes. So they're in low-wage jobs, many times working for different employers and part-time low-wage jobs. So by increasing the minimum wage, that will lead to more economic sustainability for individuals and families, and that's a good thing. And secondly, again, the nonprofit workforce benefits too to the extent that there are minimum wage jobs in the nonprofit organization. So our goal is to help increase the wage and economic self-sufficiency and sustainability of Coloradans, and we hope that Amendment 70 will do that.
My guest is Rennie Fagan, President and CEO of the Colorado Nonprofit Association. You can find them on Facebook by searching Colorado Nonprofits. Thanks so much for speaking with KD&K.
Thanks for having me.